With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool.
We coolin' out.
You cool? I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
You cool?
I'm cool.
We coolin' out.
Yo, welcome back. Coolin' out.
Kev.
Rel, it's been so long.
Yeah,
since my so long. It's crazy because now We were discussing last week, like, yo, should we put out an episode? Should we force something?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, nah, let's not force no subjects. Let's not force any topics. If we don't have nothing to talk about, it'll be a waste of our time and your time specifically. And it was like, yo, let's wait. You know, September, the fall's coming back. It's going to be so much to talk about. And lo and behold.
Yeah.
So much happened this week. And we're going to give you our takes on all this stuff. But before we get there.
Hang in with us. We gotta say goodbye to it.
Dropping some tears on them.
That shit hurt my heart.
Right now, I wish we had a soundboard with some sound effects. Because it would just be like that Cry Me a River. It came and went so fast.
So quick. So quick.
Guess we just drank it all away.
Yeah, it went hard this summer.
I knew something was going wrong. My mom was like, every time I talk to you, you drunk. Or you just went out last night. And I'm like, all right. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, I have a break. Yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend, talking to her mom on FaceTime. She was like, oh, you look tired.
That's what you know.
I heard that a lot. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this fall detox.
Yeah, after we come back from New Orleans this weekend.
That was already booked.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Great family.
We committed months in advance.
Yeah.
So after
That's
we come
my
back.
Last.
Also, think about it. New Orleans is probably like, probably about 3 or 4 New York City weekends in one weekend.
Bourbon Street.
Woo. So I already know like how things are about to go down there.
That's the thing. The plans never stop.
Yeah.
I was saying this before the mics went on. I'm happy I'm not. People want to hang out. I'm not a loner, but everything revolves around just.
Realistically, if I wanted to commit to shit, I could commit to stuff into November right now.
Yeah,
I almost thought about canceling the rooftop thing I'm supposed to be throwing, but I'm gonna proceed with it. But
then my girl must have heard your thoughts because then she want to have a housewarming like the week after.
You see, like, you see,
I might just have to be the lame at the party with the water and the solo cup.
That's when you like nurse like 1 or 2 beers the whole night. I just can't anymore.
Yeah,
my body is is talking to me. I feel like. Got punched in the kidney a couple of times.
Yeah, these last 2 weekends, Brooklyn Mirage, and then
Ooh! My
girl's part. That did not disappoint.
So that brunch, yeah.
I'm glad we had Sunday and Monday. Because I'm refreshed. You just stay in.
What
we talk about, it's hard to stay in.
That's the thing. It's so hard. First of all, it's hard to stay in because you already know, like, well, at least in New York City, like, mm-hmm. where you got what? Probably 3-4 more weeks max of good weather.
Mm-hmm.
I already looked and like next week I saw a high of 67 one day. I mean, granted, 2 days later it's gonna be like high 85.
But that's how they just put a little spot.
Yeah, they put a spot like, get ready for it.
67. Don't say we didn't warn you. Yeah,
I said, damn, all right, it's about to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people out here losing their mind, going nuts, just going in debt, fucking around.
Just living
their best lives. Oh, nah, I've been checking my credit card state. I'm just like, yo. I'm going to charge this to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, but I already know, like, when the fall.
I reset in the fall.
When the fall comes, I always, like, slow down on life, so.
Yeah. It's gonna cool
at least
up.
One would hope so. That was before I lived in Brooklyn. Now I live in Brooklyn.
That's right. So much to do. I was just talking to Chris. He just moved here. All just got this whole
sphere
on lock without, you know, naming locations. We all got a good location on lock.
There's
just so much to do. And
you just moved, man. How's the new place?
I love it.
You love it?
Got that gym now. Yeah. Closer to the train.
Ooh.
Oh, the roof is bigger. Mm-hmm. Love the building.
Yeah.
No water problems. Flawless hot water. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, I stayed with you guys one night. That walk from the train?
Oh, man.
Ain't no joke.
You really know, like, gather your thoughts.
You see a homeless man, like, walking in some beat-down dress shoes and, like, there's a hole, his toe sticking out. That's how I felt, like, after I walked. Like, my shits was smoking. Like,
no, yeah, you can really gather your thoughts on,
like,
that walk.
I was like, yo, I should have wore some sneakers. Like, this is a journey. I was literally walking. I'm like, all right, cool. Halfway there. I'm like,
and that's
damn.
A close one.
I know.
That AC, right? 15 minutes.
That's a walk. But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy for you guys. I forgot Chris is there. Chris gonna have to definitely have a housewarming on now. He and Willie B.
I know.
Hmm? We'll talk to him about it.
Mm-mm-mm. But goodbye, summer. Thank you for the many memories.
Yeah. Until next time. How's your week been, though?
It's been cool. It's only been like day two. Shouts to Labor Day. It's been cool, but it's felt like a drag. It's felt like a drag. I'm happy tomorrow's my Friday. So. I can't really.
Today was my Friday, you know.
Congrats.
That Thursday, Friday, smart. Monday off. I don't think my boss realizes that I'm not gonna be in tomorrow.
She will.
But she was like, have a good night. You know, most of the time, like, I go on vacation, she's like, oh, like, what's your availability? Are you gonna be replying in emails? Like, she goes through, like, this whole spill.
Yeah.
And she was like, have a good night. And I'm like, yo. And then I checked my calendar to make sure she was on it. I was like, oh, she on it. Good luck tomorrow. You'll be looking. Where is Jarrell? I did a lot too. I set the 24-hour reminder.
Mm-hmm.
So she got reminded this morning also that Jarrell's on vacation.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Hey.
We'll see. She's just gonna be in for a surprise. Each his own. But today was my Friday. And surprisingly, my day went by pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing much. It's like one of them days, like, I had paper, like, shuffled all across my desk. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and then when people walk by, you start squinting at something. One of them days. I mean, obviously, I had, like, my busy patches, but it wasn't, like, normally where, like, I have a steady flow of work.
Yeah, just ongoing.
So yeah, in between, I was just squinting at papers, picking things up, holding them up to the light, like it's a counterfeit bill. Yeah, so that was my day today.
Yeah, I just got one more, and then
tomorrow I'm gonna rest up a bit. You know, take it light, take it easy.
Yeah, I want to get like another gym or two in because New Orleans, I'm going to pack them.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I might go to the gym twice tomorrow, actually. I might do a two a day, morning and night. Because my flight is not till like in the afternoon, Friday. Yeah, so I could do a two a day. I should do a two a day and then go Friday morning also.
It's going to be serious.
Friday morning might be cutting it too close because then I might be too tired.
Yeah. Depends when I wake up.
I could take a nap.
The amount of places they've recommended.
Yeah, because that itinerary they laid out is thick.
A lot of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese with big-ass beers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Eh. So we'll report back.
Now, I'm definitely going to have me a couple of drinks on the plane, though. Or before, because you just can't walk into New Orleans sober.
Yeah.
Something about it just don't feel right. It don't sound right. So I won't do it.
Yeah, and I got the folks with me on my plane, so we'll see. You can't be the one dude at the bachelor party, like, yeah.
Chilling, right?
Yeah.
We're going to make this a great week.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to keep everything off record, though. Anyway.
Yeah, let's dive into this.
Let's dive into this Nike Colin Kaepernick thing.
How do you feel when you saw the news?
Honestly, I was proud. My first reaction, like, wow, like, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they're backing him. I didn't realize he was still a Nike athlete. That's one.
I didn't
know
that either.
But I was just really, really surprised that they decided to, like, go all out with these ads. And supposedly, like, there's a commercial that leaked today that they're going to air tomorrow, which is the first day of...
during the NFL.
Yeah, during the NFL game, which is like, wow.
Yeah, that's dope.
And then I was more surprised Let's do that first, and then we'll deal with the reactions to it, like other people's reactions. But it was kind of late. Like, it was like, why? I wonder why they waited until now, or was it a strategic move because they were waiting for the NFL season to actually start?
Well, I was reading that like Adidas and Puma might have offered him deals, and they didn't want to lose them, so that might have prompted them. But it did take a little while, but they did it, and I'm proud.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. I mean, but Nike overall has been known to take a couple of social stances, like Serena Williams when they banned her cat suit, and they released that statement saying you could I don't know the exact quote. Basically, like, you can take the superhero out of her costume, but you can't, or you can take the cape off the superhero, but you can't take away her powers, or something along those lines. Where it was just like really interesting that they chose to come out, and you know, they seem to back their athletes.
Yeah.
And I think they know where their bread is buttered, man. Most of their most influential athletes, I would assume, for the most part, are black.
Mm-hmm.
And black people spend the most money with Nike.
Did you see the ad?
What ad? The Colin Kaepernick ad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really touched a nerve. They're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to expire.
Was perfectly picked.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Stand for something? Or what is it?
Damn, the slogan I forgot.
Damn.
No, we forgot the slogan.
It's funny. I've seen it over 100 times now.
I forgot the exact wording of the slogan.
Something about sacrificing and not being afraid to lose everything.
Yeah.
Either way.
But then, yeah, seeing the ad, you have like one-armed athletes, legless athletes, refugees that become like on their national team.
Mm-hmm.
Then you incorporate people we know like Serena and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's really good. And I'm glad they did it because they'll end up like on the right side of history. So.
What was your initial reaction?
I was surprised, but I was glad they did it
because
they're going to make a lot of money.
A shit ton.
But they also, he gets their backing now. Mm-hmm. And regardless of why they kept him and I think they're doing the right thing
because
this message is just going to get expanded more and more. Mm-hmm. A global company like Nike.
Yeah.
So I was happy they did it. I was surprised, but I was happy they did it because it kind of makes sense from like a marketing.
Yeah, of course. There's a whole group of people that support him.
Yeah.
And people that don't support him, what are you going to do? Stop wearing Nike? You going to stop buying NFL jerseys? Because they're all the official ones are made by Nike.
Yeah, and regardless of what detractors and stuff try to say, when you look back on history and you look back that, Colin Kaepernick took a knee because he was mad at the injustices that black people were facing in America, it's kind of hard to twist that kind of message and purpose and not appear like you're on the right side. So,
But I saw like on Twitter some people like cutting the Nike swooshes off of their sneakers. Like, what's wrong with people?
I don't get it.
Like, I really don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't understand because I guess when Kanye West said what he said about MAGA, I was like, I'm not supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat the same concept. Like, you're not going to support a company whose beliefs are so adverse to yours. But
then you guys
Colin Kaepernick is not saying anything that's separating people or, you know, this is just natural human nature. You should just care about, like, you know, the lives of black men and women and children in this country.
That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
MAGA has racial undertones.
Yeah, so many.
You get to the root of this. It's either you don't think there are racial injustices or you just bypass the message and you really think this is about protesting the flag. Either way, it's like, how are you not listening?
Yeah.
Imagine burning your Nikes because either heard what you heard or you know what he's saying but choose to believe something else. It's just all stupid. Nike gets your money
shit.
Anyway.
I spent $100 on.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't burning nothing.
Let him kneel. Jerry Jones kept his hat on.
Like, goddamn, Nike. Keep wearing these shirts. I paid $100 for these.
This infatuation with the anthem. Aaron Rodgers was saying something like, you should just stop everything then. There should be no concessions, so everybody should stand at attention.
Yep.
Nothing should happen if it's that big. Jerry Jones just the other day in a preseason, he had his hat on. I think he was talking during it.
Yep.
It's like,
people pick and choose what they want to be bothered by.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're bothered by it, then they just harp on it forever.
Yeah.
Oh, lack of patriotism. I mean, we've been talking about this for what, over a year now. It's nonsense.
It is. I just don't understand what the majority are. Just people just ignoring just the protests.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be that.
Well, it's because I don't want to say all out that people just don't care. I think a part of it is that, like, President Trump with him, like, in this patriotism nonsense, mm-hmm. people are like, well, I don't want politics involved in my football. People love football, like, especially, like, in, like, the Midwest and the South. Like, people die hard football fans, and they want to have a separation between politics and sports. But if the president himself is commenting on this, then there is no separation.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that's intertwining politics and sports. So
people are bothered so easy. You're talking about the national anthem. Like, just skip the first 5 minutes of the game if it matters to you that if it bothers you that much.
But then I was surprised, one, on 2 points today. I was surprised that the NFL released a statement saying they
on their notes app. Shout out to them.
First of all,
shout out to them.
That was like the ghettoest release, public release.
Couldn't even get a memo.
You couldn't even put it on legal NFL head. What's that shit called?
What, NFL header? What?
Yeah,
let us know.
Letterhead. You couldn't even put it on NFL letterhead?
Yeah.
Like, this is official? They literally took a screenshot
of a note
from someone notes app.
That's crazy.
It's a billion-dollar company.
Multi-billion. Jesus.
Got someone texting it out on the airplane, like, that had to be an intern fuck-up. I'm sure someone probably was like, hey, I wrote this. Please type this up. Put it on letterhead. Da da da. And someone just released it. It had to have been. This is a billion-dollar company. You releasing screenshots on a notes app?
Is it still up?
I haven't checked. What is wrong with these people? But I was surprised by their, you know, support or whatever, their version of support. And that note, I was also surprised by how tame Donald Trump's response was.
That was surprising, given his
Very tame. He was saying,
but he did make sure to mention that he makes money from that.
He did. He did.
Oh, his level of petty is hilarious.
He did, but it also was like it was just very like
tame and rational. Yeah,
this is America, so people are allowed to feel how they feel, but I don't agree. It was like almost, I would say, borderline logical. It was scary. Like, it was
versus
like,
everybody that all the sons of bitches that Neil should be fired.
Yeah. Like versus like, just like these like. The first thought that comes to his mind, he's trigger happy. Yeah.
Inciting words. Yeah. This is way more rational and calm.
Yeah. It made me think, like, damn, maybe Kaepernick is winning a little.
The Trump thing, I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, he's definitely gaining support when you look at like numbers. Slowly, slowly, people are realizing and coming to his side. So,
hopefully. But Nike backing.
And he just won his, well, his case advanced.
Nike backing is a good thing though, because Nike is like the exclusive merchandise for licensing. They have the exclusive licensing for the merchandise of the NFL, and they had a long term deal. So they was right in the middle of it. Like, what up? What you gonna do?
God, business.
Yeah.
What a confluence.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Cutthroat. What you gonna do? Oh man. You got anything else to say on that?
Nah, it's just crazy thinking what you said. Like, they're on trial against each other, but one of my backers is backing the defendant while we make money off them all. It's just...
Let's stay in the NFL while we're here before we go to the next subject. Let's talk about this Le'Veon Bell situation.
I could see as a Steelers fan why you'd be mad. I support it. It's
whack.
I get... Even when I listen to the commentary on it, it's like everybody knew what they're going to do. They're not going to keep you after the season.
Yeah.
The repeated dialogue I hear is... They're going to run you into the ground this year and get the most out of you that they can.
Yep.
And people would just say it freely. Yep. Obviously, it's common knowledge, but it's not something you should say freely.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Le'Veon Bell knows this. So I don't disagree. How many years has he been franchise tagged?
This is his first time.
This is his first time. And he wants a long-term...
Second time.
And how long has he been asking for a long-term deal?
Since this will be his third year asking for it now. Because he asked for extension after his rookie contract was up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give it to him. Then they franchise tagged. And then he asked again. Then they franchise tagged him again. And he's still asking.
So I think the history of this is that you just take your franchise tag over and over. And when we're done with you, we're done with you. But he is taking a stand. I don't think it's very common.
It's a common stand. It's just This is probably the furthest it's gone.
That's what I mean. Yeah, to this extent. Not just hold out for like a. Not even. Most people hold out
training camp, then show up for the preseason.
Even now, people said he was probably going to show up by Sunday's game.
I got the report today. He ain't playing Sunday.
No, that's what I mean. Prior to today.
People thought he ain't playing till Sunday. I mean, he's not playing Sunday.
So as long as he's back by, week 10?
Yeah.
He can officially be released from the Steelers at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I get it. He's still
losing money per game, though.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is, running backs probably have the shortest lifespan of any position in the NFL because they just like they run they nonstop contact. So by the time you hit 30, you are out of your prime. You're probably about to retire, so you're probably washed for the most part.
How old is he?
I'm gonna be 27.
Okay,
and he's looking for a long-term deal. But most NFL teams, what they want to do is they want to like get you on your rookie contract, run you into the ground, franchise tag you, run you into the ground, and then when you're 27, 28, send you off somewhere else to another team who's not going to give you a max contract because they already know that you've been run into the ground by this other team, and then you'll just be lucky enough to take anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Le'Veon Bell wants to reset the running back market and change things, and then Todd Gurley, the Los Angeles Rams, just took care of him at a young age. They took care of him. They said, we want you to take care of him. Mm. But that's not common, though.
Yeah.
It's common for teams just run plays into the ground. But because – I don't know why I just got so stuffy. Because
– you feel his plight. I feel you.
But because the NFL has these standard rules for every single player – It's the same reason why their collective bargaining agreement they always end up on the short end of the stick because this player is making so much money and then this player is not making a lot of money. Then it's players who have guaranteed contracts and it's players who have non-guaranteed contracts. So it's like there's no way to really find one mutual ground that benefits all of the NFL players. Mm-hmm. So you have to give and take so much, and that's why this CBA is for the most part is terrible. Like this franchise tag and stuff. It gives too much power to the owners and not enough to the players. So my contract is up, but you can, for example, if they franchise tagged him, right? And he got hurt, career ending injury, he's not guaranteed only the money from the shares is all he's going to get. And then the general manager, which was the biggest slap in the face, came out and was like, I'm so disappointed that he's not showing up. You should be disappointed that they didn't offer him a contract.
Yeah, that's why I'm not mad at him.
And then they had the nerve to we offered him a $70 million contract. Only $10 million was guaranteed.
These niggas are crazy.
You a fucking lunatic. But they do that because they're playing to the fans. The fans, and I understand fans.
They don't know that.
Fans don't care. Fans just want their players to be there. You're our running back. I'm a fan of yours. Be there. You're getting paid $10 million. I'm making $10 an hour. Just be here. But what hurt my heart today was two of his offensive linemen came out. And I was like, talking about he makes seven times what I'm making and da da da, and he don't care about the team.
Y'all don't care about him.
Y'all tripping. Tripping. That is literally like ownership turning players against each other. You should want someone to make as much money as possible. These owners are making billions. Each team just got $250 million on top of the individual money that each team made before the season started. Each team, NFL is making money. So you...
Each team, 32 teams.
Yeah,
each of them. Got $250 million each.
Yeah, each before the season started. Just part of revenue sharing or whatever the hell it was.
That's crazy.
NFL is making money.
Yeah.
But for them to sit here and act like he's doing something by holding out because he wants to make sure his long-term future is set, I would do the same exact thing. And if anyone on my team has had an issue with it, yeah, I gotta fuck off, man. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, I ain't gonna be there next year anyway. That's why I'm not mad at him. I get it. He's just playing within the rules, the way this is structured.
Of course.
Anybody could have done this. They're just mad that he actually did it. Yeah. If somebody had done this prior, they probably wouldn't have been so mad. But they, the players, his teammates, and management too, probably just expected that, he would just acquiesce and come on. Like the general manager probably thought, okay, we'll pressure him. Because, the casual fan doesn't know. He's only getting... $60 million of the $70 million is not guaranteed.
Yep.
They'll just hear figures. He'll hear how people are mad at him and are booing him, and that might pressure him to come along. And you hear Big Ben, like, he's disappointed. I'm glad he stood his ground. Hopefully, the 6 weeks he plays, or if they go further in the playoffs, hopefully he can stay healthy and get his max contract from a different team at the start of next season.
Yeah. I mean, if you cared about me, then you make the long-term investment.
That's the thing.
Period. I don't want to hear about Big Ben being disappointed. He getting his money. I don't want to hear about Antonio Brown being disappointed. He getting his money. Yeah. Anyone on that team that's already getting their money, it's... One, it's foolish, and two, it's disrespectful as hell.
Because you know better.
Yeah, you know how better. The game works. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, what he's holding out for. And especially if he sees other running backs being taken care of.
Yeah, that girly stuff must have pushed him over the edge.
Over.
Because you know he think he better.
Of course. So, like, why is this guy getting paid, but I'm not getting paid? What I fear, though, is that even if he does stay out this year because of his age, someone still might not give him the max.
I think he gets more guaranteed money than $10 million.
Yeah, I think he'll still get more guaranteed. Hopefully. But $10 million on a $70 million contract for a running back?
Wild.
That's, like, disrespectful. No wonder. Like, I wouldn't even answer the phone for that.
Yeah. Like, I get, you got a incentive base. But, like, $10 million alone guaranteed when I'm the best in my position?
Yeah.
And the least you can argue is I'm top three at the least? Come on.
But the fans are going, I ain't gonna lie, the fans are going to hate him for it.
Hey, that's stealing
nation. A lot of fantasy football people going to hate him too.
Because people drafted him before this news came out. Ooh, that's rough.
I'm so glad.
Damn.
I wasn't up in the beginning. I was like, shit.
Where his average draft position? Top three? What?
Top three? Definitely top three. He was taking second in my league.
Shout to that person.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for it. Mm. What else we got?
And more football lunacy. Huh?
Khalil Mack.
Wild. What's your boy Gruden doing?
So there's a lot going on here. Supposedly the team...
Unpack it, please.
First of all, they said the owner doesn't have any money. He's a billionaire.
That? And how much did each team just remind the people?
$250 million.
Okay.
So this is how it works in the NFL. Whenever you guarantee someone, whatever the amount of guaranteed money that person has in their contract, you have to take that money and set it aside in an escrow account.
Okay.
So that no matter what happens, say you really don't have any money, that money is set aside regardless of the fact.
Okay.
Period. John Gruden just got like one of the largest NFL contracts ever. Mm-hmm. 10 years, $100 million. Ain't coached in about 11 years. Probably more. Anyway, he basically unproven now.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, $100 million. Ain't picked up the phone not one time, talked to Khalil Mack.
Wow.
Imagine that. You the star player, a superstar. Probably, you definitely go in the Hall of Fame. One of the greatest defensive players of all time. A new coach just comes in. He knows you're in a contract dispute and doesn't even reach out to you.
The more I think about, like, going back to Le'Veon now, these are the players at the top of their position. Yeah. And imagine, that's like the equivalent. Imagine, like, Kawhi having to, like, pick up the fight with the, not to leave San Antonio, but to get a contract from San Antonio.
Yeah.
Or Russell Westbrook to get a contract from OKC.
Yeah.
So it's like Khalil Mack, and who's his competition? Like, Aaron Darnold, and who else?
And he got taken care of.
Yeah, shout to the Rams.
The Rams got bread. Yeah. They've been giving everyone
money. They're
doing
it right, yeah.
They said, how much you want?
They're Brandon Cooks. They break him
Brandon
up with
Brandon Cooks, Todd Gurley. They got Ndamukong Suh for $14 million for 1 year. Marcus Peters, they signed. Akeem Talib. They've just been giving people money.
So why did John Gruden take Khalil for granted?
I don't think he took it for granted. I honestly think that they just didn't want to pay him that much.
Oh, okay.
Because
they couldn't afford to, or they didn't think he was worth it?
So that's what they're saying. Rumors are they couldn't afford to pay him that much. But
nobody communicated this to him?
So the issue, realistically, the issue is even if they paid him, the Raiders' defense is trash.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good, but the defense itself is just so ass. And John Gruden, he's an offensive coach. So, like, they invest in the offense. Like, Derek Carr is taken care of. I guarantee they're going to pay Amari Cooper pretty soon. They re-signed Marshawn Lynch. Like, so they really like focus on offense and not really defense.
Yeah.
Defense is like, it's Khalil Mack and then a bunch of like inexperienced players who they're trying to build up, basically. So I think that they probably were like, well, if they could pay him, they probably was like, well, he's not really going to change anything for us on defense.
How old is he?
Khalil, 27.
How old is
Aaron? 26. I'm tripping. 26.
And Carr?
Aaron Donald and Derek Carr. So Khalil Mack and Derek Carr came out the same year. But quarterbacks have a longer lifespan. Quarterbacks can play until they damn near 35, 40 nowadays.
Yeah.
Whereas a good defensive end is probably going to start winding down, probably 32. You just lose your speed, your power, all that stuff that Khalil Mack has to his advantage right now.
So if you said it's a 5-year window of him at this level,
that's why the Bears gave him that bread. They said we're gonna bet on six.
Yeah,
but it's really five because they have a potential out for the last year, so five with $90 million guaranteed.
Damn,
I ain't gonna lie, NBA players make a shit ton more money, but the way NFL players get paid is like it's like insane the way they get paid, like. Because they get, like, their signing bonuses, like, up front for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Khalil Mack is getting, like, $60 million next month.
That's his signing bonus?
His signing bonus was, like, yeah, because, like, they give you, most of your money comes in the beginning, the signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Aaron Rodgers, out of his deal he signed, they said by next March.
You have 80, right?
87.
87. That is wild.
Yeah, so it's like you get your bonus is hefty, and then your base salary is like lower.
Mm-hmm.
Like Khalil Mack is only going to make like $7 million this year, I think, as his base.
Mm-hmm.
But that bonus, I mean, I'm saying only like, you know, NFL, like, you know, athlete figures, that's low.
Yeah.
$60 million next month. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, yo, the way y'all get paid is crazy. Like
some of y'all.
Yeah, some of y'all. It's like just the hefty, like, upfront. And granted, at the end of the day, most of that is still below NBA standards because they get them checks clear every 2 weeks, and them shits is hefty for real. But I just can't imagine, like, you know, getting $60 million like at a drop of a hat. Like, yeah. Imagine waking up to that direct deposit.
If only. Imagine them, especially them super maxes.
Oh,
like what's step direct deposit looking? What do you got? $200 million.
Jesus. 207, I think. Gotta be specific. That's another $7 million.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's another
on top of endorsement.
In the last year, he was making what, 43?
Oh. Shout to them.
Hate
man.
To count another man's pocket, but God,
yeah, I'm happy
damn.
For them. They came around the right time. They playing in the right time for the league.
That's a fact. But yeah, that Khalil Mack trade was crazy.
Yeah, it'd but be happy to see. It'd be interesting to see the repercussions for all this.
Oh, the Raiders are going to be ass.
Don't they play the Packers this Sunday?
The
I could have sworn in a nighttime game. Yeah.
They could.
That'd be a good
feel
game.
Feel bad for my nigga Aaron.
I know.
Because the Bears defense was pretty good last year. I think they were like 10th in the league, and then they just added Khalil Mack. So. And they got Roquan Smith, who's really good. He played, he's a rookie, but he came from UGA. Fucking beast.
I got to see what the slate looked like. I think we back in town around 4.
Yeah. I mean, I know this game tomorrow, I'm going to watch the Falcons.
Oh, yeah,
playing definitely. The Eagles. I'm definitely going to watch that. Let me know if you know, probably,
yeah.
Probably hit up Emblem or something. I mean, hey. Just some chill, something light move, yeah. You know. But, yeah, so enough of that NFL talk. We've exhausted way more time than we've ever exhausted on this podcast talking about the NFL. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. It's fascinating away from the game and a rest.
Let's stay in sports, though.
Yeah.
Let's get on. Let's talk about the shot. Bron.
Loved it.
Loved it.
He kept it.
People were fucking tripping.
What, him cursing?
Yeah, him cursing, him saying, nigga. Like, remember I told you Jason Whitlock, like, counted how many times they said it?
That's just ridiculous. Like, I loved it. My only complaint, I told you. Y'all put that wine in a styrofoam cup. That's about it. We can't be breaking them goblets.
Goblets of wine in the barbershop. And everyone had it. I'm like, is someone wild. I'm like, is someone pregnant? Like, why are we drinking so much wine? All these men and Candace Parker, but like, that's not common in a barbershop.
Yeah.
Maybe I see some Coronas, some beers, you know, see some Hennessy breaking out, but wine. Goblets of wine.
The vino. But aside from that, I loved it. You don't hear LeBron talking like this.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah.
Like, all his interviews seem kind of like structured.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty tame. Now he's talking about real stuff.
Yeah.
Giving this kid his name, like racial inequality in America. Mm-hmm. Nigga being sprayed on his wall and how he feels about that. Mm-hmm. Love of the game. And you just have real candid and thoughtful comments from him and other athletes that you don't really get often.
Yeah. Were you shocked by Draymond's comments?
What?
When he said LeBron knew he was the best player in the league 4 years ago and how he should, that's when he became like more honest about it and open.
Nah, he was
it.
Just two glasses in. That's all. He was just two glasses
that's what
in.
It was?
Yeah.
That vino
that could happen. Yeah, that could
that's
happen.
What does it say? Drunk mind, sober thoughts, or some shit like that?
Four years ago is when he thought LeBron.
But I'm saying, bro, if you on a team with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, how you think they feel about you saying that?
Their whole partnership is just fascinating.
It's odd, right?
Because he's been popping up. I think that I saw them together after LeBron won the beat them in the finals.
So Durant was there too.
This is post nut kick and all that. I'm like, you signed the uninterrupted?
Post bitches, like, after he called him a bitch.
They must have had a closed-door one-on-one combo, because he signed the uninterrupted. They must have really...
Yeah, he's like his business partner.
When
Bron, like, did the first episode of the shot before, like, when HBO, Draymond was ended. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, their whole thing just fascinates me. Obviously, there's a lot of respect, and I guess they iron stuff out as men, but...
Yeah.
I didn't expect prior. Seeing him now just...
LeBron trying to keep them enemies close.
Hey, yeah.
Got Durant at the parties with him.
Yeah, it's a lot of hanging out. But hey, that's none of my business.
He don't hang out with Steph, though. He don't fuck with Steph.
No, I think they really don't.
They really don't like each
it's
other.
It's one of those that be like, nah, it's a lot of respect. But yeah. I don't think they like each other.
That's exactly what
I don't
what
think
it
they
is.
Like each other.
Yeah, nah, I respect him. He a great shooter, great player. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I heard him talk about LeBron on him. He did a podcast and he was like, a lot of respect, but, you know, it's not nothing else. You could tell, though, when they interact, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not natural. Yeah, it's not like, yo, that's my bro. Da-da-da. Yeah, it's just like, ah, yeah, I see what you're doing.
I respect that. Everyone can't like that. I like that.
It'd be forced. Like, it's no
they
need
both
to be,
at the helm, too.
Yeah, it's no need to be fake about it. It's like, cool. We don't really rock, but I respect him.
I do wonder how he feels that pretty much everybody else, except
everyone else on your
minus
squad.
His light-skinned brother. Clay the only one.
Clay out here hanging out with Luke Walton, though.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. He about to be a free agent.
These niggas in SoCal losing their mind. All three of them been popping up in Southern California. like with photos, with photographic evidence all summer except for Steph. I've barely seen him this summer.
Yeah, that is interesting. He a Christian man. He got a family. That's it. That keeps
you there. Like, nigga, all right, well, you stay at home. We're going to have fun.
Bro, what up?
Can we stay at your house? But yeah, I mean, it was amazing to me. It was I'm really excited to see where the next episode goes. Because people kept like complaining, saying, "Oh, well, I hope this is not a bunch of entitled athletes in like one room just complaining all season." I don't think it's gonna be like that. I think it was just like this one episode. Like, this is probably like the most engaging subject, which it was to me. It was like, wow, like. A lot of athletes that I look up to are in this one room, and they're just like, not even just athletes. Snoop was there, and just speaking their truth.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham was there. I'm like, yo, how did he get all these people? I mean, I'm not going to say how. It's LeBron James, but.
And that's why I love it. Only he has that kind of
pull.
Especially athlete-wise, yeah. And I don't really look at it as, like, entitled athletes complaining. People forget these people are human.
Yeah.
Like when OBJ, I couldn't even imagine. You can't turn it off. You can't walk down the street. You can't have a bad day.
Nope. Like, dance.
That's crazy.
Like, now he Fred Astaire. Dance. Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I look forward to seeing the other episodes to see what else he pulls in.
Me too. Luol Deng is gone.
Timber Bulls.
That actually goes into what we're talking about with KD and Klay being free agents.
Yeah, they can afford another max, right? They got
that max spot open.
They must have been working on that all summer. Please, Luol.
Oh, no, apparently he wanted to go.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Apparently he thinks he still has some game left, and he doesn't like just sitting on the bench. He only played one game last year.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Tibbs, because... He about to get the whole...
He going
to
get whatever's left.
What year was that? Was that 2011, 2012?
I think so.
About to get the whole squad back.
Why don't he take Noah off our hands then if he really
wants... Nah, Noah got to get a buyout first.
He shouldn't agree to that.
Nah. He said
I wish he did, but he shouldn't.
He said he want Noah, Luol Deng. He already got Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler. And only one of those people still can play.
He's gonna get everything left out of Butler. That's why I don't want Butler to come to the Knicks.
I didn't realize Butler's about to be 29 years old. And Tibbs is just
that other side of 30 gonna be rough.
No, and that 29 for him is probably about 32 already.
Yeah.
Cause the way Tibbs be making them play, he be wearing them down, man. I don't know.
Hey.
But that's why he said he's trying to get out of there. I hope he does, because
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing good coming out of Minnesota.
Yeah, they ain't doing much.
And then you got this mental health NBA issue.
Yeah, I saw like Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan come out and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, is just, I think because we all have like platforms now. You hear more and more people talk about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But my main interest was, because obviously the amount of the like things they go through, they have to read pressure. It would affect a normal person to varying degrees. My whole thing is, you hear that as a competitor.
Oh.
Doesn't that make you a target?
Oh, I'm up in their ass. I'm not even going
to lie. Like, I emphasize with them, but yeah. I was like, I can't wait to see you.
But it also feels like...
And that's not to be heartless, but... In a competitive sport where you can only win one championship.
Oh, yeah. You
got to target every...
You got a frail mind? I'm up in there. Yeah. But I also saw a report 2 weeks ago, or was it a week ago, where NBA owners wanted access to mm-hmm. their players' records of mental health.
Mm.
What do you think about that? I think that's sketchy don't as hell. That's weird.
The moment you see any, I guess what, prior history,
yeah,
you're going to naturally just not want to have anything to do with the said player.
Yeah.
And that's not fit to the players.
And in the everyday world, you don't have access to these records. Like
that's someone, a fact. Someone yeah. with you gotta take a chance. Yeah.
Those records are undisclosed between mm-hmm. them and their therapist, psychologist, whoever they're speaking with, or whoever is providing care to them.
Yeah, word. Yeah, you gotta inherit it all. Like,
so I'm like, why would NBA be entitled to those records? These aren't health records. I mean, I guess it is mental health, but it's not like actual physical health issues that are impairing their ability to be NBA players.
Yeah, you want that 20 and 10 from Love, you get all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't
know. Yeah, I don't think that's right. I hope that doesn't happen. Because that's just going to isolate certain players from really getting an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Unless teams are progressive.
Yeah. I think that's done. We're done with the sports.
We get into the real
let's
shit?
Let's get to the real shit.
Well, ooh, I don't even...
Let's start off light.
Okay.
You said... we're going to talk about Kanye, but let's talk about the Kanye return to Chicago first. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the real Kanye issue.
Yeah. He ain't letting up.
What do you mean? I don't Kanye return to Chicago.
He was in Chicago last week. He did a long radio interview. He popped up in photos with like Consequence, and he was talking about how he needs crying an interview. He cried in a portion of the interview, like how he needs Don C back in his corner, because with him in his corner, stuff like what happened with him at TMZ wouldn't have happened. And I just want to, yeah, and he was getting like hugs from the radio host, and they were just talking about him and Drake, him and Pusha, just where he's been at, how they've missed him, addressing his comments about Trump and all that.
What do you say about Trump?
He said that Trump, deep down, his ego is going to motivate him to want to get our vote, and that he doesn't hate us, pretty much, black people. And that's what he meant by, that's why he couldn't answer when Jimmy Kimmel asked him when you said George Bush didn't care about black people, how is he different from, why do you support Trump then? And that's what he said the difference was. That Trump's ego, basically.
That makes no sense.
Look, man. Look, man. Don't you? Look, he said he doesn't read books. He gets his messages from people in human interaction.
That still makes no sense.
I'm at the stage now. There was a point where it's like, damn, Kanye said something, but now it's just the music for me.
Yeah.
Because I realize it's like, we just think differently. I shouldn't look to you for anything more than music.
Yeah.
And if that's hot, then cool. If it's not, then when he pops up, he's very calm, coherent, very, like, he spoke well spoken in that interview. But it's, this could happen now, and then the next interview could be spazzing, and that's just the nature of mental health, but it's, I don't know what to believe, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I shouldn't look to you for anything. I hope you really are turning the right path, and like, you're not just coming home for a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Like, you're really out here helping, and you really feel a change in your soul, but only you know that.
Yeah, but coming from that, then we got this Drake apology.
Yeah, when you said that this morning, I was like, did he apologize in the interview? Then I saw the tweets. The pleas were being copped. Jesus. What he said, he's sorry about the... Oh, that was another thing he said in the interview to follow with the tweets. Mm. The Lift Yourself beat, the one where he's like the poopity scoop one.
That shit.
He said Drake wanted that, and that's where the issue came from, and that he never told Pusha about his child. He don't get down like that.
So wait, Drake was mad that...
That's what he said. He's mad that he didn't give him the Lift Yourself beat, and that Drake text him or DM him purple demon emojis.
I actually might believe that one.
But he said that he regrets that, and that basically, he had him out in his office trying to repair issues he had with Cudi, Drake. Mm-hmm. So remember, they had their whole thing, and mm-hmm. that they were basically building like a very positive energy. And he's mad that he produced Infrared for Pusha, and he let Pusha do what he did because everybody respects his craft. And he like screenshotted a photo of Drake's stage that he has on his current tour.
Yeah,
and that he said he's gonna pop up at a show soon. And he wished him nothing but positive energy. And he's going to pop up at a show soon to soak up all that inspiration. I was like, you better not see none of Drake goons. I really don't think. Because Drake ain't letting up.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to let that shit rock that easy.
He been going since like Duppy Freestyle, obviously, where Kanye caught the brunt of that. However many shots he took on Scorpion. He did like 2 mixtapes in London. There's some bars in that for you. Mm-hmm. He switched his lyrics at a concert stop the other day to like diss Kanye. I don't know if you remember Know Yourself. He's like back when Kanye dropped, it was polos and backpacks. Like back when Kanye flopped, he changed it to Kanye flopped. There's a snippet of this new French Montana song where he's like, ladies around him shouldn't wear Yeezy 350s. Like, he is not stopping Drake.
Shit.
So I don't know if you want to come to that tour.
But wait, what if all this is really from the fact that Kanye didn't give Drake a beat? How does that make Drake look?
It then nah. I'm still on the assumption that Kanye is not all the way on the up and up, and it has to be something with the chop. Yeah. The beat's cool, but
it ain't fire.
You got 40 and Boy Wonder that could whip you up something like just as like good, if not better.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't believe it.
I mean, but Kanye didn't really do that beat too much justice, so he might as well have let it go.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he did. That song started off kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
We were on that poopity scoop shit. That's where he lost me.
My thing, I was talking to a friend today. I was wondering, if Jay Prince told you, save this career-ending diss, don't put it out, and you listen, why is he okay with you constantly poking fun at and jabs at Kanye? Like, this has been since May now, late May.
Yeah.
How is Jay Prince okay with this versus, unless that diss was that, which we'll never know, yeah. I guess.
I think the poking fun at Kanye has to have been like different than what this was gonna be about Pusha T. Like this might must have been like super below the belt, some shit that probably would have really ended Pusha's career. Make him look crazy
image wise.
Probably like Pusha gotta be like sucking dick in the bathroom or some shit like for coke or some wild shit like that where like niggas like,
with nine Drake's
like on some Mr. C shit where niggas would like never forgive like Pusha for it. It has to be something wild like that, you know?
That to hear Drake rap would be like, because if you have that, you get that on your enemy. But I guess his image, I don't know. He lost. I ain't.
Yeah,
he lost, but
it ain't hurt him though.
No.
It ain't hurt him at all. Honestly, I be forgetting that shit even happened half the damn time.
I'm way past it.
For that 1 week, though, I ain't gonna lie. We were sitting there.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, damn.
My head hurt.
This nigga music ain't sound the same.
My heart hurt.
Except my head hurt.
Yeah, it's out of 820 just.
Music didn't sound the same.
Yeah, man.
And that's around the time all we had to listen to was I'm Upset.
Oh, I remember that. I was like, yo, he followed up with this. The title sounded and then the song played. I was like, let's turn the game back up. Let's see what that Rockets OKC game, Rockets Warriors game looking like. Let's turn that back up. Y'all ready to go to Freehold?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just found it interesting. He's not, but it should be interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah. See what happens at that tour stop if he goes. Bring security. I told my friend it'd be funny if he dissing with him in attendance.
Word, right? You show up and you just get dissed. Nigga just show up to the in-person slander.
That's when you really know. Yeah, ain't no going back.
Nigga just pointing at you, got the spotlight on you.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so disrespectful.
But speaking of disrespect.
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning.
Please.
M dropped a surprise album.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you talking about it, we were going back and forth about whether we should even listen to it.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we were even going to listen to it. I don't know if people know, we both are like huge Eminem fans.
Huge.
Huge, massive Eminem fans. But his music lately has just not been our cup of tea, I guess. That would be like the nicest way to say it.
Yeah.
It's just not for us.
We hated the last one.
Yeah, the last one was terrible.
Last two or three before that, not that crazy.
Yeah, Marshmello's LP 2 was like, all right, whatever. Yeah. But then, oh my God. So then, the album is actually pretty fire.
Yeah, you Friday morning, you texting me. I'm like,
I was making, I texted him. I was like, on the first one, like, this song, this album don't sound too bad. It's actually pretty cool. Track two, I'm like, I'm like, nah, M going in. I sent you like 12 texts.
Yeah, like, I was like, all right, let me press play.
Yeah, it was like, just listen to it.
Because before it was on my, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said, I'll get around to it when I got some time. And I was like, he ain't going to listen to this shit.
You know me well.
He said, I'll listen to it when I get some time. I said, he is not going to listen to this shit. So as the songs progressed, I was like, M is actually spitting. He's saying
some stuff. Nah, I felt your energy through them texts. Yeah. I'm like, all right, let me see what's going on.
M is saying some stuff on here. Like, listen to this.
Boy, was he.
Really good.
Really good rapping.
Especially compared to, like, what he's been doing lately.
A revival. Oh, actually, lately. Pop singer. Yeah. Pop hit. And we talked about
even
this.
Even his features have just been like,
yeah, so forced.
Offbeat. I don't know what he's doing. Like,
yeah, it's like, what are you talking about?
What he was doing. Because yeah. Kamikaze, I ain't gonna lie, I'm giving him his props. It was pretty good. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I was very shocked. I was impressed. I was like, shit, I'm gonna train like, oh.
Yeah. Like, really right, good yeah, rapping, which all is right, all man. I wanted. Cool. Stick to your strong suit.
But the disses.
Yeah.
He came for a lot of people on this album. MGK, Joe Budden, Tyler the Creator.
Drake, we don't get to it. Hobson,
yeah.
Who else? He named a bunch of people. Damn, there has to be more.
There was definitely more.
Way more, yeah.
Way more.
But off the top of my head, yeah, those. And he named those. Let me see. He big up Joyner Lucas, Sean, Big Sean, and J. Cole. Oh, and Kendrick.
And Kendrick. He said J. Cole, Kendrick, and Big Sean are safe.
And after that, yeah, everybody else he named. Tyler the Creator, he used the F word on him. We ain't talking about fuck. I forgot what he said.
He surely did.
You lucky you white.
I'm like,
I don't know why he's still thriving. I was like, you brave.
In 2018, just dropping that.
At all, he said that Tyler calls himself that. Even still.
Yeah.
You crazy for using
Lil Yachty said something about him.
Lil Yachty, yeah. Well, I know one person.
Where should we
start? Whose name he did. Yeah, yeah. Where should we?
Where should we start? Nah, let's go in with the Drake thing.
Yeah, I was like, when you said it, I was like.
Subtleties.
I was like, let me re-listen. Because I heard when he said views, I was just like, oh. It was like in my mind, I was like, oh, he went at Drake. But it really like.
Yep.
Because like you use views and then you acknowledge that people are not right. And I'm like, there's something with Drake in there. Anyway, but I think because I was just first listening and on a later track, he's like, people are like copying, they copy Jane and they want to copy Drake's style. So it kind of washed away on the first listen. And then you reminded me.
I went back
and I re-listened.
I said, this sounds like a shot at Drake.
I was like, damn. And I said it. I was like, look, Drake don't want those lyrical problems.
Nah.
There's few people on the planet.
Nah. But then again, he might. I don't know where M's mind's at right now.
That's what I... And that's why it's like fast forward. And I'm thinking like, how you name everybody, but then you don't name Drake? It just clicked today.
Kendrick, J. Cole, and Big Sean, they're the only ones that's good.
That you big up.
Yeah, but someone's then, missing from that.
But then everybody you diss by name.
Yep.
And then your manager, I didn't even notice until today. Oh, I listened to the Joe Budden podcast.
That's what I knew was bullshit, yeah.
He was like, his manager, like he not dissing Drake, dead. Like, we stupid.
Who, Rosenberg?
Paul Rosenberg. Yeah. I was like, let me make sure that's a real tweet. Let me not take it off of hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
No, August 31st, he not dissing Drake, dead. He mentioned views, how his views are different.
Mm.
Separating the sheep from the goats.
Mm.
The goats from the sheeps. He don't say a hook unless he said it. About writers. And he not talking about Drake?
Those are all shots at Drake.
I was like, you copping, please.
I sent you the exact place to go. I said 32 seconds.
I said, I'm on it. I'm on it.
I said, ooh.
And why would he insult our intelligence like that?
What song was that? I'm going to tell you the exact song right now because it's going to bother me if I don't have the exact song. It was on...
Was it the one with Royce? Or?
Nah. It was on Fall.
Fall.
It was on Fall.
There's like three. I watched the video of it where they went over all of this. There's like three different times he went at Drake.
Mm.
And for his manager to say that.
Yeah, that was like the cop out. That just confirmed it for me.
And then I was just like, it clicked and then I'm listening to Joe Budden podcast where he goes over. It's like, you jump out the window and you just attack all these people. But we can get to that at the end. Him and like
Joe.
Like, he really dissected stuff. But I guess with the MGK, where do you want to go? I don't know where to...
Yeah, go to MGK.
Really, MGK said something about his daughter?
That was so long ago.
Years ago, yeah.
So long ago.
Which I get, but yeah, retaliate in the moment. It's like six?
6 years now.
How many albums?
Two?
In that span, right? Yeah, Marshall.
Three. What? Two. Marshall Mathers LP and then Revival.
So you have ample time.
Ugh. no one listens to this.
Yeah, don't say that out loud.
Love you, M, but those were not your best words.
No. And he gave him bars, but then you sent me the, Rap Demon? Rap Devil. And, well, I ain't gonna lie.
I
looked at it, I was just like, what? You pushing it.
First time I listened to it, close is. I was like, all right, this shit's cool.
I saw it. I was like, nah.
Went back to it a couple of times now.
Nah, you said it because, I mean, the first listen, when I first put it on, I'm like, he made fun of his beard. I'm like, this is what I'm in store for?
Yeah. In the beginning,
but that shit, I'm listening, and that shit picked up.
Yep.
Then repeated listens. And then again, we're going to touch him, but hearing, like, Joe talk about M and really breaking stuff down, I'm like, oh, this shit is fire.
Nigga said, I'm tired of them sweatpants. And
he said, why are you so bitter and angry?
I'm tired of them sweatpants and them corny hats. I was like,
tell him, retire. You not aging gracefully. Side note before we get to, he also went to G-Eazy.
G-Eazy went back at him.
Did he listen to G-Eazy response?
I did not. Did you?
Yes.
Talk to me about it.
There's some lines in there. There's some lines I was just like, shit. He's like, why am I sitting ringside next to Puff and not you? MGK signed a bad boy.
Yeah, I know.
Your last hit was 6 years ago.
Which it was.
Every shit I do is platinum. Last shit you did was sold 30,000. I'm selling out arenas. You opening up for Fall Out Boy.
Ooh.
I think MGK had talked about Halsey, and he was like, you mad that you're getting the Uber, they turn on the radio, and you have to listen to Halsey sing at me. I would definitely, that's why I was telling you, listen.
Yeah, you did.
There are some parts in there, I was just like, whoa. I think he got the best of him on that.
I love all this white on white crime.
This shit phenomenal. I'm like, where are we?
Where these white people come from, coming at each other?
They got these people going crazy. Where Logic at?
I'm not gonna lie, I love the fact that MGK replied so quickly though.
Mm-hmm.
And not like just some off the cuff response. That was like a good response for what, 2 days later?
Mm-hmm.
And he
I think he did get the best of M, but I'm telling you, I think Jeezy got the best of him.
I wonder if he got the best of M yet, because M mentioned him in a verse.
That's valid.
I mean, in a verse.
That's valid.
And G-Eazy put together an entire song. So we got to see, one, how M replies to that, and then if
MGK
says back to that.
Yeah, get your white rappers right.
Yeah, I'm like, GG. Y'all all look alike. But nah, yeah, we got to see what M says back. But I mean, honestly, like,
I think Mr. Porter, one of his in-house producers, says he back in the lab.
I don't want to doubt M, but I just don't want to doubt M, period. But I mean, I can't just let one project make me feel like he can be Eminem again. Because the last two before that were not good.
Mm-hmm.
I already know he's lyrically insane.
Yeah.
But it's also like, what are you going to be talking about? Can you even listen to the Not Alike verse?
Mm-hmm.
He says like one real thing about MGK. Then he goes off on some other shit.
Yeah.
About apricot and jelly and porridge, schmorridge, and some other shit. And it's like, all right, you just saying shit really fast. But if you listen to it, he's not really saying much.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about MGK anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, you had that one line, which I thought was dope. But after that, it just, like, went far away from that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, can you really sit down and make a full song of just dissing MGK like the way he did you? Because that whole song was about dissing you.
Yeah, I hear people coming at, who did he ever really diss?
Ja Rule, I guess.
Ja Rule, Benzino, Everlast, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey got some bars.
Backstreet Boys, Insane, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
That's crazy. Because when you say that, you would think like, but he's one of the best MCs ever, but
yeah,
can't argue, facts is facts. He ain't never really.
Yeah, he ain't never really came for no one. But we gonna have to see. Joe Budden, though.
Damn. Do you listen at all?
To the podcast, I ain't no time today.
He just, I don't even know what. He said Eminem's the best rhymer of words, but what have you really said? He said, in the past decade, I'm better than you, Joe Budden said.
All right, stop.
Whoa. Yeah,
that might be true. Okay.
I think he went through the whole breakup of Slaughterhouse and how being next to M didn't really help them. he said that basically Eminem needs to retire. It's a 3-hour pod, so I'm just summing it up.
Yeah,
he
it's
really
a lot,
went
yeah.
in like basically he's just the best rhymer of words. You get that, but you haven't really said anything. He said if you really wanna he said I'm not getting out of my bed for some whack domestic bars. Domestic violence bars, especially considering your history and that you're better than that. He said, if you really want to do this, he said, talk to me outside of your album mode, outside of album rollout. Diss me again. He said he's going to come out of retirement and wash Eminem's ass up, he said. He said, as the better MC, he's basically dictating the terms. He said that Eminem is now, you're now calling out people, basically. You're trying to stay relevant. And it was just,
I can see some of that just because like some of these replies are just so late.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also see what Eminem is saying also, where on the album numerous times he references giving people what they want, and like on the past albums he was just like trying to make the music that he wanted to make and not really care about, you know, what people wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
On this album I know for a fact he was trying to give the people what they wanted, because like before we got to track 5, it was like Mike Will Made It was on a beat, Tay Keith was on a beat. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
So it was like he's definitely trying to give people what they want, but
well, he gave it. That's what we. I said the last time, just go out, get some. Stop doing your own beats. Just get some beats for some hot rappers and kill them.
But I ain't gonna lie, Joe Budden is a battle rapper. Like he.
No, he get yeah.
Yeah, he might busy. He might really wash Eminem for real.
I would listen at the they like time mark the pod so you could go to the spots that are relevant.
Yeah.
But you made some really good points. Like how you mentioned me more now than when I was actually signed to you.
But it's Joe like, Budden's mentioning him more though. I don't think that's fair.
Is he?
He's getting Joe Budden just got it's funny because Joe Budden just had an interview on Breakfast Club like 2 days before M's album dropped.
What did they ask?
They asked him about, you know, Slaughterhouse not being together and how does he feel about Eminem. Because supposedly Royce the 5'9 didn't appreciate the way Joe Budden was having interviews after Slaughterhouse broke up and was talking about Eminem. And Joe was, he said it was basically old,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't like try to clean up anything he said. He was like, you know, M's in, we're just not cool, moving in a different lane. Royce is really cool with him, supposedly. And that's why Royce feels the way he feels, but he just said, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was just funny that M like dropped that in response, like I guess as a response to shit Joe's been saying for years. But I don't think Joe's been like intentionally saying anything. It's been like Joe's been in interviews, people have asked him, he's responded honestly.
Yeah, from what I know, he didn't really want to say anything, especially Revival. He didn't say anything bad until he finally had to.
They asked give him his honest times,
critique. Yeah,
and he's like, it's just not good.
Yeah, and he was pandering with the Trump stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see where this goes.
Yeah, it's a fun time right now.
Yeah, but now M, you got to answer to too many people now.
Mm-hmm.
You got bought.
You done burned the Drake bridge.
You know what's so
you
funny?
You ain't coming out of Detroit now.
On the Breakfast Club, they asked Joe, like, is this like a little stint you're going through? Are you ever going to come out of retirement? He said no, and they said nothing can happen to make you come out of retirement. He said absolutely nothing.
Well, now we have it.
And now on his podcast,
he said repeated, I will wash. Even like when the topic already moved on, he went back. He said, damn.
Eminem make you get out of retirement, apparently.
He said, you shout out all these people. You don't shout out one person on your roster. He was going in. I was like, I don't know.
Ooh.
That ain't none of my business.
Damn. So he got to respond to MGK and Joe Budden.
Hey.
If he's smart, he just do one track and focus mostly on MGK and then put a couple of Joe Budden jabs up in there. Because to have two different diss tracks, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, you can do it.
Nah, I want him to put out his best work. I want him to be giving half and half to each.
Yeah.
Put out your best work. I mean, there's only so much more you can say about MGK, really. He's beneath you. But Joe?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I want that.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how that goes.
Yeah, fun times.
What a time. What?
Anything else on your mind?
Mm-mm. I think that's it. You got anything else?
No. Football coming back. No, we touched on that earlier.
We out.
Looking forward to that tomorrow. Tonight.
We back in full swing.
Yeah, we back.
Back in full swing. The fall's here. Mm-hmm. Sports are back. Apparently music is back.
Yeah.
Everything is back. TV shows are back. So we're going to get back on our monthly. Summertime got me losing my mind. Our weekly grind.
Yeah. Yeah, we back to work.
Yeah, get back on our weekly grind. Get
we're working on some things.
And yeah, get these eps out to you.
Yeah.
Please continue to support. Share the podcast. You already know. Subscribe. Make sure you hit the YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Full length episodes and clips on there. Hit the IG page. Got the IGTV. Got some clips on there popping for you guys. Yeah, man, just keep supporting. Keep showing love.
Yes, with Spotify, Stitcher,
and Apple, all that stuff.
SoundCloud, YouTube.
They know where to find us.
Rate, subscribe, yeah.
Just keep sharing.
And pray for us in New Orleans.
Yeah. Might not have a podcast anymore. You might hear next time we'll be no be some funeral music play when the podcast start. We regret to inform you that. Oh man, yeah. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.